Coquitlam City Hall may be sitting pretty financially, but it hasn't got enough staff to get some of its major projects off the ground. On Monday, October 24, Council and Committee heard from senior corporate managers about the tight labor market that's affecting all Lower Mainland municipalities, post-pandemic. According to the latest newsletter by Civic Info BC, also released on Monday, there are 678 positions available at municipal halls and civic facilities across the province, in every department. In Coquitlam, staff vacancy rates tend to be around the 5-6% mark. However, as of August, there were 90 jobs available, representing an 8.5% vacancy rate. By comparison, Port Coquitlam's rate is at 5.8%, Port Moody's at 4.86%. Coquitlam staff shortages mean some big projects scheduled in the 2022 business plan, oaked by council last year, will be put on hold or delayed, City Manager Peter Steblin said. In its second trimester report, the city put two projects on hold, citing the lack of civic staff, the Coquitlam River Park Master Plan and the Town Center Park Gateway Planning. It's the first time that the city of Coquitlam has been forced to put major projects in a true holding pattern, said Graham Stewart, Director of Corporate Planning, at Monday's meeting. As well, three projects have a major delay stamp due to the labor shortages, as well as other macroeconomic factors like supply chain disruptions and inflationary pressures. Blue Mountain Park Master Plan, Fremont Connector Planning, Heritage Management Strategy Implementation, Major Recreation and Cultural Facilities Roadmap, Glen Park Phase 3 Planning. In addition, 11 projects are listed as having a minor delay, while 5 items are waiting for action from an outside partner or group that may be also having problems finding staff. On Monday, during his second trimester report presentation, Coquitlam RCMP supped. Keith Bramhill also voiced concern about the volume of qualified employees available for hire. At the regional level, Taryn Summers, Metro Vancouver's Director of Human Resources, told the Tri-City News the retirement and resignation rates are higher than usual. One of our greatest challenges around staffing and vacancies continues to be attracting and securing top talent to our organization, particularly for our specialized roles. In today's job market, candidates are often receiving multiple offers from a variety of employers. Stewart said not only are municipal staff currently in high demand, the recruitment process is taking longer. In turn, that impacts the business plan and bumps priority items within it. He said Coquitlam City staff are faring well with A and B priority projects, like the Cedar Drive update, Innovation Center renovations and the Austin Works Yard renewal, but are challenged with C-priority programs like the Coquitlam Crunch South Extension planning. I can't recall when I had looked at a trimester spreadsheet with so many projects delayed or on hold, said Cowan. Craig Hodge, noting the workloads in planning and parks fields. Nikki Caulfield, General Manager of Corporate Planning, said despite the forecasted economic uncertainty in Canada, Coquitlam continues to boom on the development front. During the spring, April to June, the city added $417 million in construction value to its inventory, bringing the total year to date to $724 million. As well, Coquitlam took in 361 new building permit applications in the second trimester, reaching a total of 651 to date. At the end of T2, the city was in a very strong financial position, with a $5 million surplus, the city report reads. Caulfield told the committee that city managers are doing what they can to draw talent, noting Coquitlam has won a top employer title for the past 4 years. It has also launched a co-op program for students to build capacity and excitement around public service. As well, Coquitlam has started an internal program to train staff to be mental health champions, given that 1 in 4 Canadians are struggling in the post-pandemic world. The competitive job market in Coquitlam and the Lower Mainland will be watched closely by the city's two new politicians, to be sworn in November 7, Matt Dejalik and Robert Mazzarolo. It's one of the biggest challenges that we're going to have over the next term, Dejalik said of the labor force. It's not just at City Hall. We're seeing it across the restaurant industry, too. We're going to have to prioritize things because there's too much on the city staff's plate that we won't be able to get things done in time. We need to be selective. Mazzarolo concurred that many employers are having problems with filling positions. My role is to support city staff in overcoming these challenges in a manner that is consistent within my capacity as a city councillor to attract the best possible candidates for the positions available at Coquitlam City Hall, he said. During the course of the campaign, the overall feedback I received from residents was that they were happy with the level and quality of services provided by our city. However, we should always seek to improve.